This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasuthi. A 2009 study by University Utara Malaysia found that 8.65 billion ringgit was spent by the government through direct and indirect costs to tackle problems related to illicit drug use, including enforcement, rehabilitation, productivity loss, and crime, involving about 63,884 drug addicts. And this makes the cost per capita of drug addiction in Malaysia to be approximately 332 ringgit. If the cost is used to build secondary schools with a capacity of, say, 1,200 students, the government would be able to provide 216 schools, which would benefit approximately 260,000 students. What is the situation of drug abuse in Malaysia at the moment? That was a 2009 report. Yeah. In the studio with me, Associate Professor Dr. Muhammad Rushdan Muhammad Jailani. He's from the Asian Centre for Research on Drug Abuse, University Science, Islam, Malaysia. Welcome to the show, yeah. Professor. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm fine, really good.
Professor, you just want to go through with me, what is the Asian Centre for Research on Drug Abuse when it was established 4 years ago in 2010? What does the centre aim to do?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mira. This is among the big plan to be Malaysia as one of the hub for the drug research and for the drug studies and drug training center. So if you take the IPTA or Malaysian's government university, this is the only center, research center, which focus on the drug-related research. So our aims, we want to provide the current research, the current findings, the current method of modules which suit to the anything related to prevention, to the rehabilitation treatment or after treatment management. Okay? These are the aim. We want to help society. We want to help relevant agencies which run the same business like we are doing at the moment.
What is the state of drug abuse in Malaysia today?
It's very serious. Okay, it's very, we can say, like a non-ending story.
30 years ago, we declared that drug abuse was the top enemy of the nation.
Correct.
Is it still?
Yeah, it is. We even aim that next year, drug-free country. Yeah.
That's very ambitious.
Yes, it is. but now the government, in fact, I mean, the national drug agencies review this aim, and they said realistically, no, this is not possible. Because the people who affected, who abuse or misuse drug is paramount. And we can't stop them very easily. And the way how they involve it with drug activities are also rampant. And there's no way that we can stop these activities in a very easy way. So the best is we need to come to the root of the problem and to give society the best prevention and very strategic prevention education, and provide our society how to involve in this activity and to make awareness among society.
So what is the root of the problem?
Yeah. If we take the root of problems, people in many perceptions, they thought that this is related to the only individual problem. But as a matter of fact, it's not only individual. It also comes from the family, society, which contributes to with the individual problem, then it involves with these drug issues. So, for example, if I give a case, people who are in the Mak Rempit students, mm-hmm. Most of them coming from low income family,
socioeconomically challenged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, so when they couldn't have place, okay, a good place to have relaxing time, okay. And they will go to other place. And they find the other group of people which also have problem. And the influence are always there waiting for them to be impacted by this other peers' influence.
I mean, some would think, you know, if I don't ever cross paths with a drug addict, I mean, why should I even care about drug abuse, yeah. Right?
You're right, Mira.
That's an attitude that needs to change.
This is the wrong attitude, wrong perception, I believe. But it is something that prevails to many of Malaysians. They thought, okay, now none of my family members affected by this problem. So this, I mean, this is why I need to be involved in this issue. But as I mentioned in many places, do not wait until your family trapped in this problem. Because the problem, anyone, when they start go outside from the house, they are vulnerable to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is sometimes unexpectedly come to you. Sometimes you may not think that these people have the problem. But when you talk to him in more serious manner, then they say, yeah.
What are the reasons people getting involved in drug abuse?
Okay. Most of the reasons, they said that I want to have a pleasure. Okay. This is something quite a silly thing. Not if you compare in Europe cases, in Europe drug addicted cases, or in West in state, most of them they take drug because of the stress, kind of pain, or all the or genuine type of reason. But in Malaysia context, people who involved in this abuse, okay, drug abuse, most of them actually want to have pleasure type of activities.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when we say pleasure, they will take it in very vast context. Eh? Some of them in the very small, like might repeat, but on for other people, they want to have more pleasure in the club and disco, and for other people because of they need energy again for their to sustain while they are doing certain work. Okay, this is also of reason they give why they take drug. And very rare we find people take drug because they are, you know, they don't have zero information about drug.
Mm-hmm.
Almost we can say like.
So they're all very aware.
They're aware about the harmful of the drugs, the effect of the drug. They're very, very aware about that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular demographic that you see now? Who are, you know, involved in the.
Yes. Sadly. All type of we can say the people involved in this drug, but the big amount is coming from the middle and lower
socioeconomically challenged.
Yeah,
okay.
At the moment.
What about the age group? Younger people?
Yep, definitely. The teenagers, the youngsters are the dominant age involved.
How have we been fighting drug abuse all this time?
Okay.
And if you say we haven't, if it's still our number one enemy, which means that our fight hasn't been working. I mean, our strategies haven't been working.
At the moment, we know that the government agency like ADK, National Drug Agency, is the narcotic from police department. They're doing their job very well. But at the same time, the people who produce drug also give every other night, every fortnight, they come with a new design drug. Okay, this new drug that they need to
Yes, that's
to
what
test.
I was reading. Every fortnight, there's a new designer drug coming out.
So, as long as this producer can produce drug and the demand is there and the supply is there, so it's not easy to curb and to stop them.
But what have we been, you know, what are our strategies?
Okay, if you're talking from my point of view, first and foremost, we need to enhance the awareness of the harmful of drug. Awareness of society, they need to involve in the drug prevention. Okay. Second, they need to know how to at least help people who already been affected by the drug. Yeah, because we know that not many people have these skills, knowledge or information on how to deal if someone from his family affected by the drug.
Yeah.
They just put them in the center and leave it like that. Or more worse than that, they just simply reject him or her from the family.
Mm-hmm.
This not help them. So we want the new way of move. For example, we teach them, okay, let's say the son got problem. So how to deal with this problem when they leave the center?
Most of the time, the drug abuse is a symptom. The root cause of the problem is something else.
Yeah.
How do you... in rehabilitation address that?
Yeah, very good. So since we consider this is a socio and spiritual problem, like four or five elements affected for the people who involved in these activities. So the holistic approach is very important. Okay, we have to look after them from all these five elements. Okay, we give them help, for example, in terms of psychology, in terms of thinking, behavior, emotions. But more than that, we also give them the physical, the spiritual aspect. We want them to come back to their own original being, which are very good. Okay, they are coming from very healthy family, healthy mind.
But that doesn't solve some of the root cause of the problem. I'll come back and discuss that a little bit more. We're discussing drug rehabilitation with Professor Dr. Muhammad Rushdan Muhammad Jailani. We'll come back and discuss that up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Sivasuthi. In the studio with me, Associate Professor Dr. Muhammad Rushdan Muhammad Jailani from the Asian Centre for Research on Drug Abuse, University Science, Islam, Malaysia. We're discussing drug prevention, rehabilitation, everything that goes with the drug abuse. Yeah. The centre actually trains people to deal with these aspects of drug substance abuse. Now, there's going to be an International Drug Prevention and Rehabilitation Conference on the 15th and 16th of October. You just want to quickly tell me what that's about?
This is an annual meeting from the expert researcher and practitioners who are doing research or doing training related to drug prevention and drug treatments. So they're coming from Malaysia, from Thai, from Indonesia, Brunei, and Malaysia. So we have people who give conduct workshops, and people will give present their new findings, and also we have exhibitions related to drugs.
Okay, sure. And you before we left off, you spoke about spirituality and drug rehab. Yeah. But how does spirituality fit into all of this?
Yeah.
And my argument for spirituality is yes, of course, part of rehabilitation you can actually. Includes spirituality, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
Sure.
Would you want to shed more light on that?
Yeah, as human beings, we are human beings, so we need money, okay? We need works, we need support, we need financial help. We need someone who can give them chance, second chance, okay, or third chance. So we actually, we also guide them. For example, we give them training on how they need to find job. And we try to help them by dealing with the companies or factories. Okay, ask them, persuade them to take these people to have a job in their company, in their factories. This is one of the things that we do. And also, we also help the centers. Okay, the centers, they also need to find their own income. They couldn't rely only from the families who support them. At the moment, some of the centers really work hard for this. They teach the clients, the patients in the drug centers with the economy, with the basic financial training, in order for them to know how to think about how to get money after this when they come back to the society.
In the upcoming conference, will there be new ideas on drug abuse prevention?
Yeah. Because we want to have a more strategic and more comprehensive manner in doing prevention. In this sense, we thought that many people thought it's easy. It's easy to do prevention on drugs. But in the real sense, not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, not all the school teachers know facts, information, knowledge about drugs. And they don't even know, for some of them, how to trace the risk group among the students. Who might involve in this drug? So we want them to know from the personality perspective, psychological aspect, from the change of the behavior and actions. So we teach them. We want them to know. So we invite the counselors, the PPDA school teachers, came to involve together.
Do you think we are moving aggressively? Don't you think we should be more aggressive as far as this is concerned?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't seem to be a priority.
Yeah. At the moment, yes, I agree with you. It's still not very, taking. But we hope that one day, our society, all the, for example, the government agencies, all the private sectors, at least once a year, they will have a special day to raise awareness on the drug prevention.
Okay. Yeah. Jess Puvan is asking, he says, majority of addicts continue taking drugs although they have gone through rehabilitation. Why does this happen? What's being done to improve the situation?
Yeah. This is a valid question. This is why we call it relapse. Relapse for the drug addicts after they have the treatment. This is something that always becomes our serious problem. The thing is, sometimes they couldn't find the right person to help them after treatment. Okay, during treatment they're doing well, but the psychological dependence on drug is still there. Yeah, though they have been treated after like 2 years, so they need support from family, the significant among family members. They need to support this. If you don't support them from the psychological, from the economics, from the financial, from the the working, so they don't believe in themselves. Mm-hmm.
You know, Professor, as you said earlier, a lot of them come from socioeconomically challenged backgrounds. Mm. And if you go through rehab and you do all the right things at rehab, they go home and it's the same vicious cycle that they're going through. They are trapped in this socioeconomically challenging environment.
Yep.
That is beyond your control.
Mm.
That has everything to do with our economy and everything else, right? So it's just not rehab and how much you're doing at the center. It needs to have we need to make sure that people are uplifted from that sort of environment as well in order to start addressing these problems.
Yeah. That's why we believe that we really need a joint group.
It has to be.
Yes.
And government has to be a huge stakeholder.
Work together on this matter.
Yep.
They just give to one agency, work for it, and the agency is not really...
It's fragmented.
Fragmented.
You need to be, So who pulls everyone together? Do we have an umbrella body?
People say ADK.
Which is the?
National Anti-Drug Agency.
Okay.
At the moment. But of course, we have the police doing their enforcement.
Yeah, of course. And everybody needs to work together. Yeah. At the moment, we're not on the same page.
No.
Okay. Long way to go then.
Sure.
So the International Drug Prevention and Rehabilitation Conference will be held on the 15th and 16th of October. Where is this?
It will be held at USIM in Nilai.
Okay. And is there a phone number to get involved?
Yeah. People can call 06-7988. 708.
Thank you very much, Professor, for joining me today. Much. Associate Professor Dr. Muhammad Rushdan Muhammad Jailani from the Asian Centre for Research on Drug Abuse, University Science Islam Malaysia, on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.